Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at creating a CSS, fully CSS, website layout. This one is going to be a two-column layout, and you can see it auto-expands depending on the amount of text or content, for that matter, you have in it. There's a nice little footer at the bottom. All of this will be fully customizable using CSS as far as background colors, the way you want your text to be styled, etc., etc., etc. But I will point out before we get going that there is, if you go over to tutvid.com, select the resources link here at the top of the page, and choose project files, you can go in and download the files for this particular tutorial. And those files are a zip file, create complete CSS layout files.zip. So that can be downloaded from the site, and you can follow right along with me and do the exact same thing I do and get hopefully something that looks quite similar to this. So I'm going to come over to Dreamweaver now, and the first thing we want to do is create a brand new site. So up in the top bar, I'm going to do this very quickly. Site, new site, and we're going to give it a name. When the dialog pops up, there we go. This is going to be called Mystic Cloth, if I can remember how to spell cloth. And then choose a local root folder, and I'm going to choose desktop, and I'm just going to hit new folder. And right on my desktop, I'm just going to name a folder site, and I'm going to select that as my root folder. For the default images folder, we're inside of the site folder here. You can see, it's put us inside site. We're going to create a new folder called images. And while we're in here creating folders, I'm just going to create a new folder right beside it called CSS. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to double-click into the images folder and choose select. By the way, if you're on a Mac, all you have to do is select the folder and then choose, I believe it would be choose, not select. So double-click images, and I'm going to hit select once I'm inside of it. And that's it. We're going to hit OK. It's going to tell us that it is taking care of some back-end information management stuff. And our new site is now alive and ready to go. The first thing I want to do is go and open up that zip file, double-click to open it up. It's going to open up WinZip. I'm just going to extract these guys right to my desktop. Extract, close WinZip, minimize the bridge. Holding the Windows key and pressing D minimizes all of your currently active windows and brings you right to your desktop. You can see I have all of these files. I'm going to drag them down, and I'm moving off screen now, I know. I'm just dragging over the Adobe Dreamweaver icon down there in the taskbar, the minimized icon. And you can see that it makes Dreamweaver appear. And I'm just going to move up and drop these into my images folder. I'm basically just moving my mouse cursor over the images folder and letting go. There you go. They're now in there. All right, now I'm going to right-click on the site folder here. Right-click and just hit new file. It's going to insert a new HTML file. I'm going to name this index.html. I'm going to double-click to open index.html, and we are going to get started. Double-click to open. There we go. Now, whenever you create a new page and are getting ready to start designing it, I always like to, and it's good practice to, first give it a title. That way you don't launch a bunch of websites and realize you have a bunch of untitled documents showing up at the top of every one of your pages. So I'm just going to say Mystic Cloth Clothing Shop, or something to that effect. Mystic Cloth Clothing Shop. That's good enough for me. And I'm going to save it. Just Command or Control S saves your index.html page. So the first thing we want to do is change the background color of our page and insert a background image. So I'm going to open up the Properties panel, which is hidden right down there at the bottom. If you don't see it there, go Window, Properties. And I want to hit Page Properties. Now, in Page Properties, I want to change the background color. I want to do Shift-3, which is the pound symbol, 000025. Looks kind of black, but it's really an extremely dark purple. And I want to also apply a background image. Now, I'm going to hit Browse, and I'm going to choose Site Root up here, up at the top. That just lets me know that I'm definitely browsing this site. This is my site. I'm not crossing over to some other site. I just like to do that when I'm going to select an image or virtually anything through Dreamweaver's file selector. And I'll double-click the Images folder and BG. That is my background. I'm going to hit OK. And I want to repeat this along the X-axis, and that's it. So I'm going to hit OK, and you can see what we've got. We immediately have this nice faded background. Matter of fact, Command or Control S to save, and I'm just going to hit F12 to preview this in my browser of choice, which just happens to be Firefox. And here we go. We can already see what we've got. We've got this nice background. well on our way to creating this site. Let's get back to Dreamweaver. And before we do anything, we want to open up the CSS panel and create what's called a universal selector. Now, we're going to be working primarily with external style sheets. Now, applying this background was right here an internal style sheet just for this page, but for just about everything else, we're going to be using external style sheets. So I'm going to hit this new CSS rule button. It's like the page with the folded corner and the plus. And I'm going to choose advanced. I almost always use advanced because you can do tags and classes right through the advanced selector type. You just have to make sure you put your dot before the class and you get your tag names correct. So advanced allows you to do just about everything. And I'm just going to put an asterisk there. It's a universal selector. Every tag that gets inserted into this page will be forced or constrained by this style. And we're going to define this. I just hit that radio button in a new style sheet file. Hit OK, and it's going to ask me, okay, you want to define a style sheet file. Where do you want to put this CSS file? I'm going to double click in the CSS folder, and I'm going to call this layout.css. Hit save, and once I define layout.css as my CSS file, it allows me to start playing with CSS rule definitions. Basically, I'm going to come in here to the box category, and under margin, I'm just going to hit 0. Leave that same for all checked on, hit OK. And we will now have zero margin on all of our elements, basically anything we put in this page. And you know what? If we want to go back in there, which I do want to do, you can simply double click that. You can see there's an asterisk under layout.css in our CSS panel. Double click. And we can go in there. Double click. There we go. And select box category. And let's zero off the padding while we're at it. And hit OK. So that's how you go back in and edit CSS rules that you've created. Now we're going to be working primarily through this layout.css file. So every time we create a new style or a new rule, you will see we'll be able to link right to that file. We won't have to create a new CSS file for every single rule that we create. So that becomes really helpful and allows us to really bunch together all of our CSS styles. Also notice that when we edit any CSS style in an external style sheet page, Dreamweaver automatically opens that style sheet for us and shows us the raw CSS code right there. Now, let's get into the fun stuff. Let's insert a div tag here. Now, you can insert a div tag right through the common toolbar, insert div tag. So that's what we're going to do, insert div tag. And we're going to insert it at the insertion point, which is basically wherever your mouse is. And we're going to give it an ID of wrapper. We're going to hit OK. Now you can see we have a div and we've got some text here that says content for ID wrapper goes here. We're going to delete that content. And we can go to code view and just note we've got a div with the ID of, with the ID of wrapper. And I just want to place the cursor in between the opening and closing div tags here. And I'm going to hit the refresh button up here on my CSS panel and make sure that I have the layout.css file selected and choose new CSS rule. Now note what happens. When you're inside of a div, your selector is automatically filled and it says pound wrapper. We're targeting the wrapper div and we're going to define it in that layout.css file. I'm going to hit cancel real quick because I want to go back to the design view because I want you to see what's happening as we're editing this style. So I'm going to do that again. Create new CSS rule, pound wrapper, hit OK. Now you can fill this in by hand if you want. I can just say pound wrapper, just like that. Hit OK. And CSS rule definition. Now we want this to be, I'm going to choose box, we want this to be, let's say 800 pixels wide, I believe that's the size of my header. I'm not going to apply a height because I want this to expand and or contract depending on the amount of content I have in there. So it's very important that we don't specify a height. So I'm not going to specify a height. Next, I'm going to go to the background category and I'm going to set a background color. You got to put pound in there. If you don't put pound, it will not properly read the color because in the CSS file, if you don't have that pound there, it doesn't even know what you're talking about. We're going to put the color, let's do a very light gray, F7, F7, F7. And let's go back to the box category. I should have done this before. And we're going to center this div. If I hit apply, you can see that we have this narrow gray strip here. Matter of fact, I'm going to give it some height just so you can see what's going on. 250 pixels of height. You can see we've got 800 pixel wide gray box which we're going to shrink down in just a second. But in order to center this, in order to center any CSS div inside of its parent element, which in this case the parent element of this wrapper is the entire body, in order to center it inside of that, we want to set the right and left margins to auto. So hit the drop-down menu auto, drop-down menu auto. If I hit apply, check that out. It is centered. So there we go. I'm going to get rid of that height. Hit apply. And there we go. We've got a very narrow gray strip up there. I also want to come to border and uncheck same for all. We want to do right and left. Just type solid, and the width. Let's do 1 pixel. It's 1 pixel. That's good. And we're just going to choose uncheck same for all. Just a medium gray here. Yeah, we'll stick with 999999 and hit apply, and we just apply a thin gray stroke along the two sides of that. All right, I'm going to save this file. I'm going to choose layout.css, and I'm going to save that as well. Okay, so we have a wrapper div set up. Let's get a div dropped in there that we can place our logo in. So I'm going to hit insert div, and this time I'm not going to say add insertion point. I'm going to say after the start of a tag. Now, if you think about this, after the start of a tag would basically be after that tag starts, but not before it ends. So essentially, we're going to say put it inside of this tag. And that tag is going to be div ID wrapper. We want all of these divs to fall within this one big wrapper div that's going to ensure that everything stays centered and nothing, you know, explodes out beyond 800 pixels wide. So it's going to really be the limiter on our site and keep everything nice and in line. The ID of this... let's just name it logo. We could name it logo wrapper if we wanted, but I'm just going to stick with logo just for the sake of simplicity. I'm going to hit OK. And you can see content for ID logo goes here. I'm going to delete that content, however. And I'm just going to come up here to layout.css, create that new rule. And you can see we have what's called specificity happening. The CSS is not only specifying that the logo div should be selected, but only the logo ID that's within the wrapper ID. So we're saying, yeah, check out the wrapper ID, and then inside of the wrapper ID, check out the logo ID, and that's what we want you to style. So I'm going to hit OK, and I need to just hit OK again without applying any styles. I need to come over here and check out my logo.gif. I'm going to check it out and check the size. I can do that right over here in Bridge. Here's where my files are exported to my desktop. There we go. It's the Mystic Cloth logo, and I can see that the size is 350 by 84. So I just want to make sure this div is 84 pixels tall. Double click on wrapper, pound logo, and under box, I'm going to set height to 84. When I hit apply, you're going to see what happens. Very nice. I also want to set the background color of this to be just solid white. Okay, you can hardly tell the difference between the white and the extremely light gray. I'm going to hit, I'm going to hit OK for now. And I'm going to make sure that I'm inside of the div logo. You can see that that's selected down there on my coding tree. But if I really want to be sure, I can come into code view and just make sure that my mouse is between the opening and closing div tags. And I'm just going to say insert image. Again, hit site root, double click images, logo.gif, hit OK. I'm just going to apply an alternate text of Mystic Cloth logo. I'm going to hit OK and go back to design view, and you can see that we have in fact placed the logo. Now, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to select that logo and I'm going to link it to my home page, because typically when you click on somebody's link, it takes you to their home page regardless of what page you're on. So I'm immediately going to do this, assuming that maybe this CSS page is going to be used as a template for the rest of the site. So I'm going to grab the link portion of the properties panel, click the point to file button, and just drag over and drop it on top of my index.html page. Now when that happens, you can see that this terrible blue border gets put around this image. So instead of spending the time to select this and come down here to the properties panel and set the border to zero, what I'm going to do is I'm going to nip it in the bud for the entire site by creating a CSS rule that targets linked images. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up to layout.css. I'm going to create a new CSS rule. I'm going to delete all this stuff. And I'm just going to say A. We're going to target the anchor tag, which is a link tag, space IMG. So any images within links, we want this to be applied to. So we're going to hit OK. I'm going to come down to the border portion of this, And the style, I'm just going to set to none. I'm going to hit OK. You're going to see immediately our logo has been fixed. And that's going to go for any image that we place in our site and link will be affected by this linked image tag or rule, excuse me. The border will immediately be zapped and gone. So it's very, very important and going to be very helpful. So next we need to place a div that is going to hold our navigation bar. Now we're not actually going to create the navigation bar, just place a space for it essentially. So I'm going to hit insert div tag. We're going to say after tag, and we're going to choose the logo tag because we want this to be underneath the logo tag, but it's still going to be inside of that wrapper tag. I'm just going to say navigation. Hit OK. Again, delete that junk from the navigation div. You can see that the div collapses almost like it's been completely obliterated. But I'm going to apply a new rule. You can see wrapper and navigation. Hit OK. And I'm just going to make this guy about 35 pixels tall. Oops. 35, OK. And taking a second look at that, I'm going to come up to the wrapper logo rule. Double click it and go box. I'm going to make it 100 pixels tall. Okay, just to give us a little bit more room up there near the top. Now I'm going to save this and hit Control Tab to flip over to the other open document and save that layout.css file. Now I'm going to hit F12 to preview this in my browser. I just want you to take a look at something. Note how this site is pressed completely up against the top of the viewable area. And that is the case here in Firefox. It's going to be the case in any of the other browsers we can view it, Internet Explorer, Opera, Safari, all the different things I can test here on my computer. So that, by the way, what's doing that is this universal selector that's zapping the margin and padding from every element that we place into this page. So it's allowing this to be pressed tightly against the top and making sure that we don't have any, you know, space that we don't want up at the top. So that's what's going on there. But back to the navigation bar, we're just going to select inside of that div. I'm just, again, going to double check. See, I'm outside of the div there. We just want to make sure we're inside of the div. And I'm just going to type the word home, space, and shift backslash gives you that straight up and down line. Home and let's say clothing space shift backslash accessories. Accessories space shift backslash and let's say contact and locations and I don't know, Pro Gallery. Why not? So there we go. We have just a simple navigation bar without even any links set up, just something to kind of sit there and take up space. Well, the next thing we need to do is apply the big header image that sits beneath the navigation bar. So again, we're going to go insert div tag. You know what? Actually, we're going to hand code this one. I'm going to go to the code view. And actually, let me make this code a little bit bigger. Let me go edit, preferences, and under fonts, we can go to the code view, and we're going to bump it up to about 16 point, hit OK. And I'm going to come down here, and right here is my navigation div. So right below that, I'm just going to enter a return once. I'm going to type the open angle bracket, div, and ID, and immediately Dreamweaver's code hint moves down to ID, so all I have to do is hit enter. It's going to put the equal sign and the two quote marks. And here I'm just going to say header, capital I, MG. Close that angle bracket and then just put an angle bracket to start a closing tag. And as soon as I put the slash, it's going to immediately fill out the rest for me. All I have to do is put my mouse inside of it, go back to the design view, and I'm going to apply a new CSS rule. And you're going to see it's got it for me, wrapper, header, IMG. Hit OK. And basically for this, we're going to go to box. And the height, I believe, is 250, if I recall correctly. I'm going to stick with 250 for now. Hit apply, and you can see, bam, drop down 250. We're going to go to the background and choose that background image, site root, double-click on images folder, flower, homepage image, hit OK. And repeat, no repeat. And we're just going to hit apply. You can see that the image has, in fact, filled in its place. You can save this. And matter of fact, I can just hit F12 now, and it's just going to tell me some files needed to accurately preview this page have been modified but not saved. Would you like to save them now? Yes, I certainly would. And here we go. You can see our gray border kind of lining the edge of this page very nicely, and everything's looking pretty good. Our image is, in fact, linked up there. Close that stuff up. Let's get back to Dreamweaver. Now comes the interesting part. We need to apply an area that's going to most certainly expand and contract depending on the amount of information that gets placed in it. This is going to be the body area of our site. I'm going to go back to the code view. After the div header image, I'm going to create a new div. ID is going to be body area. That's area with a capital A. Close that tag off. And now inside of body area, I'm going to hit enter return a couple times, a couple more times. And inside of body area, I'm going to place two divs, one called left and one called right. We're only doing a two-column layout. The left is going to stick to the left side. The right is going to hang out over on the right. So I'm going to go div ID and left. And then right below that, div ID right. So there we go. We have our body area, and inside of that, two divs, a left and a right. Now, we need to remember that our site is only going to be 800 pixels wide, so the left and the right combined have to make up 800 pixels. However, I'm going to select the left div. I'm just going to hit refresh. Actually, I'm going to go back to design view, and you can see that it almost looks like we haven't done anything. As a matter of fact, it looks like we've done nothing because these divs are just completely collapsed on themselves because there's absolutely nothing in them. That's fine. I'm going to go to layout.css, and I'm going to hit new CSS rule. And you can see because I have my mouse inside of that left div, it's going to say wrapper, body area, left. I'm going to hit OK. And I'm going to make this one 550 pixels wide. 150 pixels wide, and just for the sake of being able to see what we're about to do, I'm going to make the height 200. And when I hit apply, well, I could scroll down now if I had the capability of getting back there and scrolling down, but I don't. I'm also going to set a bright background color, maybe something that's easy to see, this horrible looking green. So I'm going to hit OK. And if I scroll down, you can see I now have this nice green. I don't know if I call it nice, but I've got some green. So I'm going to go back to the code area, and I'm going to put my mouse within the right div. Go back to design, and again, just apply a new CSS rule within that layout.css file. This is, you can see, right. Hit OK. Now, 550 plus 250 makes 800. So I'm going to say 250 wide. And again, height will just be 200 for now. And I'm going to hit OK. Well, I actually need to set a background color so we can see what's going on. This is going to be just some sort of like a light blue. Hit OK. And we can see what's happening here. This is just sitting below this. We need it to come up beside it. How do we do that? Well, we have to do what's called floating a div. And floating a div essentially takes it out of the flow of a document because divs are just blocks that like to be stacked regardless of size or whatever. They just like to be stacked one on top of another. So you need to float your elements around in order to achieve side-by-side divs. So we're going to do this by coming up to the wrapper, body area, left. I'm going to double-click it, choose box, and I'm going to float this guy to the left. I'm going to hit apply. You can see what happens. Well, looks like nothing happens, except suddenly my blue box has disappeared. However, where that blue box is, if I select this left rule and I get rid of the background color, hit apply, we can see that that blue box is just hiding out underneath it. It's because we've taken this box out of the normal flow of the document, which allows that box to slide right up underneath it. That gives me a great idea, though. What I can do now is edit the right box and just float that guy to the right. So float right and apply. We can see there he is. Now the problem with this is because both of these have been taken out of the normal flow of the document, our body area, which we haven't applied any styles to, so that would just expand and contract as these two expand and contract, has collapsed completely. If I were to get rid of both of these background colors, we would see nothing. We would see right through to the purple because there's nothing there. It's completely collapsed. So what we need to do is create a footer that is going to clear both of these floats and allow our body area to continue coming down and basically supporting behind these two right and left divs. If you don't understand what exactly I'm talking about, we're going to do it in just a second. So just follow along. To get started, I'm going to come right back into here and just dump both background colors. One, and this guy, get rid of him. Now, I'm just going to hit insert div tag, and I'm going to insert it after tag, I'm going to insert this right beneath the div ID write. So after tag, completely after the div ID write tag, we're going to name this guy footer. Hit OK. And we can see that immediately, even without clearing, the body area expands to allow the div footer to reside down there at the bottom. We're going to get rid of that content. We can see it immediately disappears, almost as if we've deleted the footer altogether, but we haven't. We're going to come up here and apply a new CSS rule to the footer. Hit OK, and I'm going to go to the box area, and the first thing I'm going to do is make this 40 high. Hit apply, and you're going to see there is our footer, but hey, it looks like our left and right areas have completely disappeared. No, they haven't. They're just sitting on top of this for now. But we're going to force them to be lodged between the footer and this homepage image by clearing both floats left and right. We can see what happens. Now we have our rightmost div and our leftmost div and footer down here at the bottom. Very nice. So I'm just going to select inside of the footer on the bottom here. I'm just going to type something like copyright info would be here. Probably don't need that capital I. So copyright info would be here. Now for the left and right divs, these guys, I'm going to select them, double click on them to edit the rules. And I'm going to select box and I'm going to get rid of the height value. Hit OK, that's going to collapse. And I'm going to do the same thing for the right div. I'm going to get rid of the height altogether. Hit OK. You can see the whole thing really collapses. That's fine. Because now I'm going to come into my lorem ipsum.txt. I'm just going to right-click on this. And I'm going to hit open with. And you know what, actually? I'm just going to come to my desktop and I'm going to double-click it because that'll be easier. Open this guy right up with Notepad. And I'm going to copy and paste the entire body of text right into this main div. However, I'm going to format it using paragraph. There we go. And just paste it right in. There we go. So we've pasted all that text right into that div. I'm going to come over to the leftmost div. Again, switch format to paragraph. But I'm only going to take maybe the first two paragraphs because there's a lot less space over there. And paste him right in. So now I'm going to save it. And save that CSS file on export. See, some files need to be saved. Save them. Okay, so now we can see that this has, in fact, expanded to hold all of our text. It appears that our footer has disappeared, however. So let's check to see what's going on. Back to Dreamweaver. And let me just double click on this footer and check this out real quick. And nothing appears to be wrong. Let me hit F12. Okay, no, it is there. All right, my mistake. I must have missed it. I'm going to double-click that footer just to prevent that from happening again and give it a very light gray color. Hit OK. Matter of fact, I'm going to give the right side of the site, whoops, a nice gray color as well. Maybe something like pound E2, E2, E2. Yeah, maybe a little darker than that. Let's go for, let's stick with E2. Why not? Hit OK. That's dark enough. Now hit F12. It's going to say I need to save something, and we can really tell there's that side of the site. There's the footer. And we can see what's happening. So very nice, very nice. I like it so far. We're going to close that. We're going to go back to Dreamweaver. And the last thing I want to do is just apply a little bit of styling to this text. It's really not something I was planning on doing, but I'm going to do it just because I don't like how much it's pressed up against the edges. So I'm going to hit new CSS rule, and I like to apply margining to the paragraph tag. Let me just apply it to all paragraph tags within this site, you know, not just within a single div. So I'm just going to hit P because that will affect all paragraph tags. Hit OK. And the font, I'm going to choose Arial. Size will be about 14. Let's go with 14. And a medium gray, a nice medium gray, maybe a little darker than that. And let's come over here to box. And we're just going to give this a margin of about 15. We're going to leave same for all checked. And hit apply, and we're going to see what it looks like. Not bad. Maybe a little more margin won't hurt it. 20. There we go. I like it. Hit OK. And hit F12. Tell me to save that CSS file, and here we go. Got nice formatted text. in our two-column layout. You can see it's a very simple, very basic layout, but hopefully you've gotten the hang of how to, you know, lay out a very basic site using CSS here in Dreamweaver. So just a simple two-column layout, and I think that's it for this one. So thank you very much for watching, and please go check out the site. It's www.tutvid.com.